Unit 3. Powerful music. Music is power. Where words fail, music speaks. Hans Christian Andersen. Reading actively. Reading, thinking, and analyzing. A violin and the law. David, a policeman, came to a cabin about 2 miles up the mountain to get Cal Richards, an armed and dangerous killer. Through a broken window, he saw an old man with a beard closely watching him. When he stepped into the cabin, he found the old man was pointing a gun at him. He looked around the cabin and did not see any sign of Cal. "I guess I'll have to come again," he said. Just then, he caught sight of a violin hanging on the wall. "Who plays the violin?" he asked. For a moment there was silence. Actually, Cal's father was the best violin player in the area, but he did not answer and kept his gun still aimed at David. David crossed the room and felt sweat on his forehead, but he took the violin from the wall calmly, as if he were a welcome visitor. He began to play the violin, one tune after another. He was playing better than he had ever played in his life. The old man stood there, attracted. The hatred in his eyes was giving way to a look of wonder. The gun was now pointed towards the floor. He began to beat time, tapping one foot on the dirt floor. When the final notes of the tune died away, the old man placed the gun in a corner. "Well, stranger," the old man said, "you play the violin excellently. Maybe you'll stay for dinner and play some more for me." After they had finished their meal, they sat in the spring sunshine outside the cabin. They talked about violin tunes. Not a word was said about Cal Richards. About 2 hours later, David stood up and said, "Sorry, I must be getting back to the town." The old man sat deep in thought. At last he said, "I like the way you talk, and I like the way you play the violin. I guess you're a decent guy." He paused as if it were hard to go on. Then he said in a thick voice,
"I'll have a talk with Cal. I think he might give himself up tomorrow. You be at the police station at noon."
The next day, as the town clock struck 12, a bearded old man came up the street towards the police station. With him was a young fellow whose appearance told of many days in hiding.